Play it.
Okay, now.
PC Podcast.
Came back now. I go from low to high. Despite the circumstances, I'll apologize. I'll tell the baker he does a pretty good job and share the good news. Could be standing on the shadow of your ghost. I could be standing on the shadow of your ghost. I'd steal a tin of red paint and make a 10-foot heart. In the laneway, your house and dark, I shout the tradesman at the bar and share the good news. I could be standing on the shadow of your ghost. I could be standing on the shadow of your ghost. But if you stay away, I don't know what I'll do. I'll probably fix my bed and save a spot for you. I comb my hair. I could be standing on the shadow of your ghost. I could be standing on the shadow of your ghost.
Hello, my little chickadees, it's me, it's Pete Kogel, it's PCP 309. It's been a while, hasn't it? It might not seem that long for you, but it's certainly been a long time for me, because I've had a very busy 2 weeks, and I'm going to share that with you over the next few tracks, really, as we go along. First of all, let's tell you who that was. That was The Good News. The track was called The Good News by the Philadelphia Grand Jury. You can find them... Excuse me. You can find them at philadelphiagrandjury.com, and they're one of the many bands that I saw live. Me and the Grumbler saw live at the Great Escape, which was it was only about a week ago. It finished, but it seems a lot longer than that because lots of things have happened in between. But it was marvelous band to see live. Went and saw them in a little place called The Hope. I've seen some fantastic bands there before. I remember seeing Layla the first year we were there. And we saw Betty the Werewolves. We've seen Nelson. We've seen lots of little bands, some of which have not really made it to much greater heights. But this band, I hope, will. As I say, they're called the Philadelphia Grand Jury. They're from Florida in the US. Very big in Australia, apparently. Certainly lots of Aussies were there when at the gig. I actually saw them twice. They played at lunchtime, and then they played an evening gig. And then the evening gig, when Grumbler and I both got there. And there were lots of Aussies enjoying the show. Very good indeed. So with a bit of luck, they'll be making it big in Britain, and you'll be hearing more about them. That particular track is the single, I believe, and I've got some more, the whole album actually, so I've got the whole album to play various tracks from as time goes by. Right, so as I said, Great Escape, we've always been there, we've always done our bit, so let's catch up with me and the Grumbler.
So,
Welcome to the pub, sir. It's the Thursday evening before the... It's the Wednesday evening. It's been a long day. It's the Wednesday evening before Great Escape. And we're here again.
We are.
And what do you think of it so far?
Rubbish. Well, actually, what do I think of the Great Escape so far? Well, the one thing that we wanted to go and see today, which was the alternative escape,
was cancelled.
Cancelled without warning.
Yeah.
As we were told by a grumpy young lady behind the bar in the Hope.
Yes. Hopefully we won't see her again.
Get it?
Hopefully not. Hopefully. Oh dear.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to ruin the ambulance, isn't it?
It's definitely going to bugger up the ambulance. Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But we've found a bluesman, haven't we?
We have. We have. He's very good. Do you want to listen to him now?
Why not?
Yeah.
Complex men with simple faults might need a guiding hand. What you see is what you get. There ain't much more to understand. They say if you fail to prepare, be prepared to fail. I say, land love a man, you got a mighty wind. Need a little lady love. What in the world did I do? With instincts like mine, always light on my own intuition. Either to no one has no favor. Figure I don't add up to what anybody expects. Never went out to hurt or harm, treated each and all with common respect. Need a little lady love, what in the world did I do?
Just spent about an hour and a half,
yeah.
Maybe 2 hours in the company of a gentleman called Slim.
Yeah, Slim.
Are you reaching in your bag to find out what his name was?
Bag, yes. Slim Lightfoot.
Slim Lightfoot.
Yeah.
playing a variety of blues styles.
It was.
In a rather good way, I thought. Yeah.
A little bit of Muddy Waters.
Yep.
A little bit of Cab Calloway.
A little bit of John Lee Hooker.
A bit of John Lee Hooker. Yeah.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah.
All very well executed, I thought.
Yes, yes.
So here we are on the main drag. Shall we head west on North Street?
Which way would that be?
That would be that way. So, we could say,
it's me, is the Codger and Grumbler.
Yeah, coming to you from above the thumbs.
Should be told the brave and the bold. There once lived a man named Joe. He went up and up above the world, then let go.
Was Clayton Strange there from Brighton, of course, and you can find them at myspace.com/Clayton Strange. That particular track was called Captain, and then before that you heard What in the World Did I Do, as I said, by Slim Lightfoot. You can find him at slimlightfoot.com. I believe he's based in Brighton as well. And if you're wondering what the bit in the middle was about coming to you from the bath, well, that is actually a bit of a piss take of Colin Gaisley from the Robberous podcast, which of course you can find it at robberous.co.uk. That's OURROBOURS.co.uk. And he does do his podcast coming to you from Bath, not the bath, of course, but from Bath, the place in the West Country, isn't it? Right. Oh, God, I'm talking bollocks already. They've only just started the bloody podcast. Never mind. It's good stuff. We had a very good time at some wonderful, wonderful, enjoyable moments, and I'll tell you more about them as we go along. But I'm going to get some other tracks into the mix as well, such as this one. Matt Stevens has got a new album out. He's the lead guitarist. You can find it at mattstevensguitar.com. Their album's called Ghost. This track's called 11. Thank you. Now don't forget that PC Podcast is in fact sponsored by GoDaddy, and there are 6 new codes that can get you discounts when you check out at godaddy.co.uk or godaddy.com. Use the code PETE410 to get 10% off your order. Use the code PETE411 to get 20% off your order if you spend £35 or more. And use the code PETE412 for 30% off a .com domain name. In addition, you can get 25% off if you spend £65 or more by using the code PETE125. If you want to spend money on hosting plans, then get 20% off by using the code PETE20H1. And if you're buying standard SSL certificates for only $12.99, then use the code PETE SSL. Go, Daddy. Excellent Polly Mackey in The Pleasure Principle, who we happened to see twice at The Great Escape, actually, and purely by accident. Just goes to show what a wonderful thing that is in finding bands. We've always done this. We've always found some wonderful bands as we've gone along. And that was, I think, one of our finds, one of our two finds, the other find being the Philadelphia Grand Jury. Great bands indeed. Anyway, so Polly Mackey and The Pleasure Principle can be found at www.pollymackey.com. That's M-A-C-K-E-Y. That's how you spell Mackey. They're from Wrexham in Wales. And that track was called Silent Film. Film. Oh God, Film. Yeah, you can find out more about them, as I say, at polymachy.com. We saw them first of all at a rather nice little thing, actually, called I think it was sponsored by Red Stripe. It's Red Stripe Camper Van, which is basically VW Combi, decked out with a mixing disc and a few nice speakers. And the band sort of stand outside, plug their kit into this, and have a sort of a semi-acoustic set, which is very nice indeed. So I recorded a bit of vid for that. It's available on the PCP website, pcogot.com. And Paul then went off with me to the gig they were doing a bit later on, and he videoed the electric gig, which is rather different, actually, a very different sound. So nice to hear both, I thought. Wonderful voice she's got. Only 18. I think the rest of the band's only about 18 as well. But she's got a wonderful voice. Reminds me of Katie Tunstall in many ways. Excellent stuff. Keep an eye out on them. I think they're going to be big. Excuse me, coughing today. It's not very good, is it? And then before that, we had 11 by Matt Stevens. You can find him at mattstevensguitar.com. And he is from London. Right, let's go back to the Brighton bands. This is a band called Sparrow. I'll tell you how I got the CD and a bit more about that in a minute.
Time.
That was Sparrow. Well, I like that. You can find them at sparrowband.com, and that track was called Our Street. Now, as I said, I found out more about Brighton bands this year, because what we did this year at The Great Escape, but what we've done in the past is we've always gone to just the gigs. But this year we decided to go for the extra, spend a bit extra of our hard-earned dosh and go for delegate passes, which gave us queue jumping rights on some of the gigs. More about that later. And they also gave us the opportunity to go and see some of the presentations and the sort of workshops that were going on. One of them was very interesting. It was the PRS, the Performing Rights Society, talking about how they can make money out of the artists. Very interesting. It's a very different perspective on how me and my fellow amateurs, because that's exactly what we are, of course, we do this for free, do things for. And there were some number of different questions. And after listening to an hour of them talking about how much margin they can make and how much money they can make out of artists, I decided to ask this question.
You talked about licensing and then artists getting their licenses back after. What's your view on artists putting things out on Creative Commons licenses in places like Bandcamp and stuff like that?
Totally their choice. Horses for courses, really. I don't think they do any harm if it's for non-commercial exploitation, just in the same way that peer-to-peer supports in some way extra ticket sales and extra visibility. But I think it's worthy sometimes, really, you know, and I think fans are smart enough to want to pay, and as if they're getting good value for money. So the fact that some of the aspects of the Creative Commons licensing and those things like that is exploited by third parties and people who can afford to pay is ridiculous, really. You know, it's kind of like the highwayman approach to supporting new music, and then whilst they're building their brand value and generating opportunities to sell on their businesses to bigger entities, those artists that are helping make that happen should be getting some kind of reward, not just some exposure. Having said that, though, in the same context, things like record label, do people know about record label, where they kind of, you know, things like that, which are within the blogging community or blogging-esque community, where it's supporting artists and championing, I think that's great. So giving away your music at those points, because it's hitting communities you wouldn't necessarily have a profile in, brilliant, and there should be more and more of those, and we should be more and more flexible about supporting those kind of things.
Yeah, so very interesting perspectives there from different people on the panel. Anybody that's out there, any artists out there with a Creative Commons license, you're being a bit worthy. How patronising is that? And of course, there's me. I'm a bit of a highwayman, aren't I? Because I'm exploiting you. Do you not get the irony here? Do you not get the irony? I get the irony. I'm exploiting you because I'm doing something for free, and they're not exploiting you, and they're charging. Yeah. I don't quite understand that. Never mind. Let's go back to a band who used to be exploited in the normal sense. And now, Podsafe. This is Modern English.
You have to give me more.
Modern English. My God, this is a long time since I've heard any of them. They were around, of course, in the very early days of the sort of early 80s. Did I ever see them live? I'm not sure if I did see them live, but I certainly saw bands like them live. You can find them at modernenglish.me, and the track was called It's Okay. That's from their seventh album, I believe, which is now obviously released via slightly different mechanisms than the usual label or stuff. I think they were on 4AD, which wasn't particularly an exploitative label, as I recall. And probably if they'd been invented in these days, it'd probably be something like Bandcamp or someplace like that, some sort of net label, I would imagine. Yes, interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. And did you notice that in the bit when I was actually getting the question answered, there were some people behind me whispering, going, "What's a Creative Commons license? What's one of them then? I don't know what it is." And some bloke came up afterwards and said, "What is a Creative Commons license? These are supposed to be professionals. These are the guys that are supposed to be looking out for the interests of the artists these days, and they haven't even got a bloody clue about licensing." Is it any wonder we hate the music industry? Right then, let's move on. This is a band that weren't at Brighton. I haven't got anything to do with Brighton. It's a bit of reggae. That's surprising. This is the Abassi All-Stars meets Marta. Forward.
Hello, Codger.
How you doing, mate?
Well, a bit ticked off, mate, to be perfectly honest with you.
Why is that, then?
Well, I've been thinking about all the things that were British, you know, part of this great country of ours, and aren't anymore.
Well, there's loads of things that are still British. I mean, like, think British Energy, for example.
No, mate, they're French.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, but Rolls-Royce, then they're British.
No, sorry, mate, no, they're not, they're German.
Oh. What about Jaguar cars, then?
Indian.
Indian?
Indian.
Oh. Well, okay, what about music? British music? That's got to be good.
Yeah, actually, yeah, you've got a point there. British music is good, but where do I go to get it?
Oh, well, I go to Made in the UK show.
What, you mean madeintheukshow.co.uk?
Yeah, that's a podcast, mate.
Is that the cream of British podcasting?
Well, it's certainly what flows to the top.
Outstanding. Why don't we go there now, then?
OK.
madeintheukshow.co.uk.
Yes, and of course, that is where you'll be finding all your great British music, innit, yes. And in fact, what I'll be doing is I'll be doing a bit of a special. So I've got some tracks I mentioned earlier on. I've got to talk to some guys at the conference centre. They were on a stand called the Made in Brighton stand, and they were sort of giving away lots of CDs, which I think I nicked rather far too many, Brighton bands and all that sort of stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get together a nice collection and put together tomorrow actually a Made in Brighton special for Made in the UK. Going to slip it in because we're every 2 weeks now on Made in the UK, so I'm going to slip one in slip one in this week with some fantastic Brighton bands. So go and have a listen to that at madeintheukshow.co.uk, as we said earlier, and hear that, and you'll hear an interview as well with a couple of guys, Nick and Rob, who were actually on the desk that day. Very good stuff indeed. Right, here's a band we saw at The Great Escape, but they don't come from Brighton at all. They come from Dublin. In fact, the next two tracks both come from Dublin. This is The Chakras. I haven't played them since 2006. The band's changed a little bit since the first time I played them. They're sort of in phase two, I think they describe themselves as of where they are at the moment. You can find them at thechakras.co.uk, even though they are from Dublin. This is one of their fantastic songs called Build Me a Swan. We'll be right back.
Really amazing.
That, dear listener, was We Cut Corners, also from Dublin, England. Dublin, Ireland. Good grief, what am I saying that for? MySpace.com/We Cut Corners is where you'll find them. That was from a sampler album that were given away at the particular pub. Fantastic little pub in just from up from the railway station in Brighton, and with a mural on the wall dedicated to John Peel. Peace be upon him. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Anyway, that was A Pirate's Life by them. And of course, before that, we heard Build Me a Swan by the Chakras, which I have played before, but it was a long, long time ago. And I went and had a chat with the band and said, "Do you remember me?" And I think they were looked a bit confused. And they went, "I think I do. I think I do." It was great. It's actually very nice to sort of meet up with a band that you've actually have, you know, been listening to for a long, long time and actually enjoyed playing. So there you go. Sometimes it's a small world and it just takes a bit of a while to get around to it, but fantastic stuff. Right, a band that we've been playing at the Great Escape for, well, certainly I think all the time we've been there, but we've never seen and we'll never make that mistake again because they were absolutely amazing, were the Sheffield duo Slow Club. And I think they played various different gigs. I remember they playing Horatio's last year, which is the pub at the end of the pier, which is probably not the best of places. This year they played Unitarian Church, which is, we've never been inside, and it's absolutely an amazing space. As Grumbler pointed out, there was no bar, but, you know, it's a church, damn it. It was great space, very, very acoustically very different, and these guys came on, and I think we were all a bit too reverent, as it were, to start off with, and very quiet, sat down there and listened to them. And the girl singer said, "Are you all dead? Are you all dead?" So we all got up and had a bit of a boogie and a clap and a sing-along at that point. Fantastic stuff. Really, really enjoyed it. It absolutely ended up the festival with a fantastic note. We were going to go and see Corner Shop at the end of it and have a bin brimful of Asher, but after such a fantastic concert, we decided to go and have a belly full of curry instead. So that's what we did, and we went to bed happy and enjoying ourselves, thinking, do we go to this again next year? I think the whole organisation of the festival was a bit shite this year. We were going to see other bands that pulled out at the last minute, like the Slits, but it was still a very good time, and we wouldn't have met Nick and Rob from the Maiden, the Brighton Stand, and got so many decent CDs if we hadn't done that. So it's a bit of a mixture, a bit of a mixed bag. We'll have to wait and see. I suspect we will be going. But anyway. Right, when Slow Club were playing, one of the audience shouted out, "Play Me and You." And the girl said, "Well, we can't do that because we haven't got a chair." Not quite sure what that means, but enjoy the track anyway. This is Slow Club, Me and You. You can find them at myspace.com/slowclubs. And this has been Pete Kogel. This has been PCP, 309. It was the first time you've had a listen. Thanks very much. Come back next week. And don't forget, Made in the UK tomorrow with a Made in Brighton special. Until then, see you soon, folks. Me and You!
We're moving gravel off someone else's drive into a barrel, it helps him stay alive. Off to market, you will buy a cone. They'll never notice, they're never home. Policy and bureaus help to move the tide. Pounds, sterling, euros, get yourself a wife. Who loves you for who you are, and not because the other one is tight. Marry into money, marry twice. Live underneath the staircase, or speak your mind. Well, I've got a feeling someone else is reading the letters I wrote to you. Well, my pet's illiterate,
and I live alone,
so it's someone in betwixt me and you. Me and you, me and you. Last time we spoke, I thought we were through. I found a map,
I found a map,
I found a map,
I found a map.
Well, now that I know the way, you can just go back, 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 back. There's a bat hibernating on my bathroom wall. No one went in for weeks, he thought it was a hole. Safe to sleep the nights away.
I offered him some food, but he said,
I cannot stay. I'm disgraced by my actions, an outlawed from the cave. Crying in the taxi won't do you no good.
Oh well, I tried to make a vessel, but there was no wood
strong enough to bend and never swell.
We can jump right in
and buy a pair of gills, but holding on for that long could be the end as well. Me and you, me and you. Last time we spoke, I thought we were through.
I found a map.
Well, now that I know the way, you can just go back, 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 back.
Me and you.
yourself out. Shoot history in the mouth. It's all that's left to do. Look me up in some phone book under me and you.
You've been listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting. Go to musicpodcasting.org for new independent music feeds every day.
Better than anything you can get without a prescription. Anything, 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 anything.